Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am in Ward, W-A-R-D, Silcott, S-I-L-C-O-T-T. Ward Silcott is a 62-year-old male who describes beginning in 2005. He began developing problems with both hands and wrists. This progressed over time due to, quote, wear and tear, period, end quote. He did not go to the emergency room for this, but he did undergo carpal tunnel surgeries in 2022, in September and October, period. He completed his course of active treatment on 3/22/23, period. He denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Peter Weber, he states, after surgery, his nerves never recovered, and he's doing the same job. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Silcott alleges, from 1/1/05 to the present, repetitive job activities caused permanent injuries to the right hand and left hand. Period. He answered occupational interrogatories. That state, quote, repetitive job activities as a counter supervisor, end quote, caused right and left hand injuries, period. In addition to working at the insured, he was a member of the MAYS, M-A-Y-S, Landing Volunteer Fire Department since 2014, period. He retired in January 2021, period. Paragraph, medical records show he was seen by physiatrist Dr. Rosenberg, who performed an EMG on 1/7/22, period. This found severe right carpal tunnel syndrome with both motor and sensory involvement, comma, mild denervation was noted, semicolon, moderate left carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, with both motor and sensory involvement, comma, no denervation was noted, semicolon, mild to moderate bilateral ulnar sensory neuropathy at the level of the wrist, semicolon, peripheral sensory neuropathy of bilateral upper extremities. Paired Mr. Silcott was seen by hand specialist Dr. Kane, K-A-N-E, on 2/16/22. Paired he complained of bilateral hand numbness and tingling that had been progressive over the past several years. Period, he reports his condition has been exacerbated upon returning to work recently. Period, he had been through two bouts of cancer and was currently taking captopril and Paxil. Period, his job was that of a count room lead. Period, he drinks alcohol 3 times per week, but has never smoked. Period, upon exam, he had positive tenells bilaterally at the carpal tunnels, period. He was diagnosed with right and left carpal tunnel syndrome, period. They discussed surgical intervention, period. However, unfortunately, secondary to colon cancer, he does not have the time to take off from work at this point, period. He would like to proceed with cortisone injection, period. Such an injection was administered to the right carpal tunnel on this visit. Period, at follow-up on 7/27/22, he denied any relief from the injection. Period, at that juncture, he wanted to go forward with surgery, but speak to human resources first. Period, he returned on 9/8/22, when he reported his right hand had actually gotten worse. Period, parentheses. This is notwithstanding the fact he had not scheduled surgery previously as he was recovering from another medical illness. Period, end quote. On 9/16/22, Dr. Kane performed right endoscopic carpal tunnel release. Period, the postoperative diagnosis was right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. New paragraph. He followed up on 9/29/22 and was doing well, very well, period. His nighttime symptoms have fully resolved. Pretty's daytime pain in his right hand has fully resolved. Pretty continues to have some tingling along the distribution of the median nerve, however, he feels about approximately 10% improved since surgery. He then submitted to left endoscopic carpal tunnel release on 10/14/22. Period, the postoperative diagnosis was left carpal tunnel syndrome. Period, Mr. Silcott followed through with Dr. Kane through 10/26/22. Period. He had improvement in his nighttime symptoms, as well as resolution of the burning pain along his wrist and palm. Pretty continues to have numbness and tingling in his fingers, unchanged from before surgery. Paired with increased activity of his right hand, he feels some tightness and weakness with grip strength. Paired upon exam, his sensation was intact to light touch. Paired. His sutures were removed and steri strips were applied. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He states he can no longer play golf and no longer volunteers for the fire department as a firefighter, which he had been doing for 10 years. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished at all five fingertips on the right molar aspect, as well as throughout the base of the thumb. Period. On the dorsal right hand, he had diminished pinprick sensation from the base of the fourth and fifth metacarpals through the first, through the PIP joints of those fingers. Period. On the left volar hand, he had diminished pinprick sensation throughout the entire left thumb, and then on the fingertips of the remaining digits. Period. His left small finger had decreased sensation throughout on its volar aspect. Period. On the dorsal aspect of the left hand was diminished pinprick sensation at the entire left thumb. Period. This was also the case from the proximal antiphalangeal joints at the remaining digits going distally. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows. He had positive Phelan's maneuver on the right, which involved his entire hand. Period. On the left, this involved the fingertips from the PIP joints distally. Here the rest of that section is normal. And spine cervical is normal. Impressions. Ward Silcott has alleged that his routine job tasks for the insured that were repetitive in nature caused him to develop carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally. Period. He underwent electrodiagnostic studies on 1/7/22 that confirmed their presence. Period. Initially was treated conservatively by Dr. Kane. Period. However, he then submitted to right and left endoscopic carpal tunnel releases on 9/16/22 and 10/14/22 with some improvement. Period. He has been able to return to work for the insured, but finds it to be very difficult. Period. Apparently during the course of his treatment, he suffered from colon cancer and leukemia. Period. He underwent surgery for the leukemia in 2010 and for the colon a few years ago. Period. In December 2022, he had a left total hip arthroplasty. Period. New paragraph. This will actually go back to the first paragraph. Pretty states his job started with doing hard counts. This involves boxes of coins, comma, keys, comma, and then sorting. Paired for 10 years, he did that, and now his task involves paper money. Pretty still uses drawers, D-R-E-W-E-R-S. Pretty does this greater than 1,000 times per week with boxes, comma, keys, comma, and drawers. Period. New paragraph. It is notable that he did have evidence of bilateral peripheral. Scratch that. He did have evidence of bilateral peripheral sensory neuropathy in the upper extremities. But this is more typical of an underlying personal medical disorder such as diabetes, comma, thyroid disease, comma, and possibly even cancer. Period. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to each statutory hand. Period. And